Boysai lessons from the lathe, Parshas Toldos. I had wished that this would be a live performance. It's possible. I'm on a very interesting quarantine. This is my 11th day. Tomorrow's my 12th, in accordance with the new rules and regulations. I might be out of quarantine, but I might not be out of quarantine. And because I don't know, because I don't think the government actually knows what the rules are, I'm going to record today, Sunday, before I get out, hopefully tomorrow. If not, it'll be Wednesday. It's been a fun time. Baruch Hashem, have the schus of being able to daven bos minyanim because of a local minyanim I'm able to hear, I'm able to participate. Last week, in Parshas Chayesara, we were known that this is called the Parsh of Shiduchim. And it would have been a perfect time to have a Shidduch Shir. And that being said, and a Shidduch Shir is not only for people who are not yet married, Shidduch Shir is also for those who are married. It teaches us, of course, how to live our lives even when we are married. But certainly for those out there, certainly our alumni, an important Shidduch lesson would have been last week. But I argue that I think this week is actually more opportune. Because in this week's Parsha, we have bookends of Shidduchim. The first pasuk in our Parsha tells us, Ve'ela told us, Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram holy bis Yitzchak, Ve'yichi, Behi, the second pasuk, Yitzchak ben Abrim Shana, and what did he do? Bekach to et Rivka, bat Bisuel, ha'arami bepadan aran, achios lovan, ha'arami belisha. So Rashi asks, we know that the Torah never adds, ever adds extra words. We were already told in last week's parasha, the whole idea of what happened, the back and forth of taking Rivka and knowing that she's the right person, and Avram Avinu making Eliezer swear that he would find exactly the right person for her, and that it wouldn't be good enough. Eliezer's own, as Chazal tell us, he wanted his own daughter to be good enough. It wasn't good enough. He had to go all the way out. So why does it repeat? We know what happened. We know Betuel was. We know Lavan, of course, is going to become quite famous or infamous in next week's parasha. So Rashi tells us the following. He says, why does it say that it has to be Batuel? Lahagit shvacha shahaita bat rasha, the achot rasha, umikoma anshe rasha v'lo limida mimasai. They didn't learn from the midos that they had. And even though adayin nichtav, even though it was written already, Rashi's telling us that she's an amazing person because she didn't take the traits of her father and her brother. Brother, of course, will be doing most of the negotiations. And this, of course, teaches us an important lesson. The shvacha of Rivka is that even though, as we'll see momentarily, that they were known to be Rishayim, so one has to ask the ultimate question. So Rivka was the tzaddikas that even though she came from such a home of Rishayim, of Bali Avodah Zarah, this was a better place that Avram made them swear to Eliezer not to stay. It couldn't be anybody from Canaan. And we'll see that Yitzchak's other son makes the ultimate mistake. Esav has a Yetzihara, and before he marries Bas Yishmael, he marries a daughter from Canaan, even though it's against his father's wishes, and turns out to be not a good shidduch. But what could be so bad with finding somebody from Canaan? Because, what, Lavan was even better? Betuel was even better? From Rashi, it seems that there was nothing so good about these people. And yes, the shvacho shalafanov, as Rabbi Pliskin says, that we all tend to make excuses and say, well, you know, I'm only as good as where I came from, and it's not my fault. I grew up in this community and that community, and I didn't know any better. Don't make excuses. She was a tzaddikas, despite where she was from. But it had to be something, because where she's from made all the difference. And as I spoke about the bookends, at the end of the parsha, after the whole back and forth with the Bechoira, we see that Yaakov Avinu actually is okay with, and there's of course all the Torah's of why he wanted Esav to begin with to get the bracha. But he's okay with his son getting the bracha because he says, I know what's going on. And he tells him, Lo tikach isha mibnos kanan, kum padan aran, beta bat betuel, aviyam micha. You know how the parsha starts? Is where the parsha ends. Marry somebody from your mother's family. Go to your uncle's house. That's where you should go. How can it be? Once again, we ask the same question. So there has to be something unique and special about these girls from Padan Aram, from the house of Lavan. Lavan. So the Drasha Sharan explains this. Drasha Sharan has a beautiful piece in Chelek Hamishi. There are two pieces there. This is from the first piece. And there at the end of the piece, actually, he speaks about how it was that he picked Yitzchak. And he explains in this piece about what it is to be a Navi, what it is to understand, to do the Dvar Hashem. And there in the beginning, he asks the question about how it was possible that he made Eliezer go all the way to Padan Aram. And then in this week's parasha, says the Drasha Sharan, how is it possible that he told Yaakov not to marry a girl from his own community? Tikach isha, lo tikach isha b'vod kanan, lo tikach isha b'vod kanan. Yishmor Hashem yitbarach v'yiyemo. Hashem will be with you if you listen to what I'm telling you. The mitzvahs aviv. So what was so special? Sure, we have free will. A person is able to choose. But if I wake you up in the middle of the night, and despite whoever you are, I can really find out who you are. Because after everything, who are you really? And says the Drasha Sharan, despite everything, despite who and what Lavan is going to be known for, as we said infamously for, and who his father was and where he came from, there were Midos Tovas there. And at the core, that's actually what they were. This is not necessarily disagreeing with the Rashi. Rashi is saying, despite the fact they were so bad, they had a core that was good, they had a good foundation that was taught to them. And that's what he taught Yaakov. You need to go for the foundation, for the core. Pulos ha'adam b'yado, v'rishus ein alav, kira soma akev, v'im kol zeh, lo yachol l'chaper l'pun panim, shol yil adam. He says, but you understand that if you're always bad, it's hard to change that. Because if somebody, his core is bad, their foundation is bad, how would one go ahead and be able to change it? Many, many years ago, I've repeated this a number of times, but many years ago I saw a beautiful headline right before Rosh Hashanah. If I'm not mistaken, it was from the Shmooz. I believe I quoted the Shmooz just a few weeks ago, back in America. Rav Schaefer, and the article was, I guess, quoted from him, and it says, tshuva is easy, change is hard. To change one of our midos is one of the hardest things that we could experience. But when the foundation is there, so things are totally different. The answer, says the Drasha Sharan again, is that good midos would be found in Padan Aram. Avodah Zarah isn't hereditary. Midos are. You can teach people the falsehoods of Avodah Zarah and you can abandon it. But to change a person's evil nature, his core, that's too difficult. And that's what the Drasha Sharan is telling us. Toivas nimshachos. Right? It sounds similar to the famous chinuch. Achu polosel nimshachos lavavos.
At the core, the actions have to be good because our heart is going to follow what we do. So tshuva is easy, but to change who I am in its core, that's difficult. And therefore, if we were to give the $64,000 question and we were to ask, what should I look for in my shidduch? Not to at all make light of it, because you know me, I would never joke about anything. But I'm not making light of it. The Chabina Rav did. Rav Bitterman quoted the Chabina Rav that said, "Nu, what should I look for in a shidduch?" And he said, all you need to do is check three things and you're golden. Midos, Midos, and Midos. In other words, check for Midos. Because we see that's what Eliezer did in last week's parsha. That's the reminder we get at the beginning of our parsha, at the end of our parsha. Rivka came from a house of Midos. But there was a core according to the Drasha Saran. Even if you don't hold like the Saran, there's something there. As we'll of course see with Rivka's nieces, I should say, both Leah and Rachel. This midos toivos that lasts Baruch Hashem until today, Rachel Mevakos al Baneha, she's raiding with that great midah of Rachamim, begging the Ribbono Shelam to rebuild Beis Mikdashenu. But what's interesting is that, and this, I think this week, Rabbi Haber pointed out in his weekly Devar Torah, he said, why wasn't it enough for Eliezer? Eliezer goes and he davens, and literally, it's like the greatest sign ever. Right? Imagine you go out on a shidduch date, and the Ribbono Shelam gives you the greatest bracha ever. You say to Hashem right before you meet her, please Hashem, send me a sign if this is the right girl. This is girl number 23, please. And you meet her and some nace happens. I don't want to say whatever. The nace happens right away. The water lifts to Rivka. She doesn't have to do anything. Says Eliezer, that's not good enough. That's Nisim and Flores. I want to see Midos, Midos, Midos. Rashi says, Roy hi lo shetiya gomelis chasadim kedai lachnisu beisel shel Avram. She needs to be fitting in the level of gimlus chasadim. Let's remind ourselves, this isn't stam going to be a marriage. This is going to be the neiris shadolekos of Sari Menu. When she goes back into that holy tent, we know it's the right shidduch because we see the godly sense in that tent. She would be fitting to enter the home of Avram Avinu. And that's why there's a question on Chazal. This is a quote from Rav Bitterman. The Gemara in Tanis tells on Daf Chav Dalet a very interesting thing, which could be misinterpreted, and we got to be careful not to misinterpret on one hand, but we'll see. Kol kala she'eino yafois, kol gufo ein sarach bedika. When a bride has beautiful eyes, that is a sign that she's beautiful all over. So he quotes a Kliyakar. So if we look at this and we say, well, I'm lucky. We celebrated our anniversary, as I told you last week, 22 years. My wife has beautiful blue eyes. I should have met her, looked at the blue eyes, and shkoyach shidduch. I think it would have taken her a little bit longer. Klei Yakar says, really? First of all, there are beautiful, there are women that have beautiful other parts of their body. They're beautiful inside. They don't have great eyes. What does this mean? Could only marry somebody with beautiful blue eyes, hazel eyes, what? I don't know. There's also beautiful women with beautiful eyes that don't have, you know, you go out with them with beautiful eyes, you only see the eyes now. He's just wearing a mask. And then COVID's over, you're engaged already, and she takes her mask off. He's oy vey. It's Purim. So, Klei Yakar says, what are the Gemara teaching us? Don't we learn Sheker Achein Ve'Helva Yofi? We read to our wives every single, hopefully, Shabbos. Isha Yiras Hashem Hisisala. Actually, when I got engaged, this was the vort that I used. I heard this from the Gra, but I heard it from Rav Yaakov Katz at the time, the Rosh Kolo in HaKotel, now in the Tivarieh. Don't we learn that Yofi is nothing? It's not important. She should have beautiful eyes. The Gemara is advising us that she should have an Ayin Tova. Good eyes towards other people. Chabino Ravs. Midos. Check her eyes. Does she have a good eye? Does she look positively on things? Towards others, do people say, wow, she's a Balas Chesed? Undoubtedly, that she's perfect in her Midos. That's what Eliezer did. And we're reminded in the beginning of our parsha, at the end of the parsha, this is the woman that you should marry. This is the easiest thing we've ever learned. I don't know why people don't talk about it. It's about Midos. Who is she? How does she act towards other people? It's Pasha. Rav Bagno, our Rosh Kolel in Leva Torah, the Rav of our shul, so unfortunately can't give in-person drushas. So on Friday, his drusha explained this idea. The tefillos of Eliezer, that she should have midos tovas. If you actually look in the beautiful Beis HaLevi goes ba'arichos about midos tovas, the tefillah of Eliezer. Yes, she should be good looking. It says mamash, she should be good looking. That's true, by the way. It's a chiyuv. You should think your wife is beautiful. The ending word of Rav Yaakov Katz, based on the Gra, is Shekar Chayv Helva Yofi, is that she should be a Yisha Yiras Hashem, which is the midos, by the way. A Yiras Hashem. She sees unto others as she would want to be judged. So then it's a one, and all the other things that were normally zeros before the one, which was zero, but a one, and you have all the zeros, you have millions and millions of great attributes. So Yofi is important. She should have snius, and there should be a chemistry there. They have to be attracted to each other. And famously, Eliezer says, Mi Hashem Yotzer HaDavar. To do a shtadlus. One of the great Perushim on the Medrash, Rav Bagno quotes the Perush Maharzo. And he says, what does this mean? Mi Hashem Yotzer HaDavar. How did Eliezer know this? He says, it's Pashat. The Gemara famously tells us, Abram Yom Kodim Yitzias Avlad. Hashem tells us before we're born who we're going to marry, where we're going to live, where our parnas is going to be. This is it. That's Mi Hashem Yotzer HaDavar. So you have to realize that our Shidduchim of today are not Hevel V'Yoifi. These are all things because Mi Hashem Yotzer HaDavar. Hashem's hand is in every single one. We have to realize that. But I think the core that Avram Yitzhak is telling us you have to look for. And Olu Midos Tovos. Ma'isa'ova Simon Labanim. That's what a person needs. Beis HaLevi goes on to explain Eliezer's insistence in testing her. How is she going to react when he drinks? Who is he? Especially during COVID, he spit in the thing. What is she going to do with it? And she quote-unquote falls, but she doesn't really fall. She does it to bring sneer so that people won't realize because he's going to give the gemalim after. That was a midah toiva. She had good midos. And if the core of Padam Aram was different than Canaan, which is all of Avodah Zarah, it was all about bad things, the core was evil. The core was like stone. And this is the opposite of that. There was a good core there. And that's the reason. Says the Drosos Haran. So the answer is easy. We have to look for Midas Toivas. Obviously it goes both ways. Women are allowed to listen to this as well. It's true that if you look at what she actually gave him, I'm sorry, what Eliezer gave Rivka, Vayikacha Ish Nezim Zaha, Bika, from last week's parash, Mishkalo Shnei Simidim, we said a Bika, weighed a Bika, which is exactly the same thing that the nose ring is the same thing that the Chatzi Shekel is. It's a reminder of Machzis HaShekel. It's a reminder of the two braces of Shei Luchos HaBris, says Rashi. So we go on to understand this idea. The Maharal explains the importance of Torah V'Avodah Gimel Chasadim. It's not just Gimel Chasadim. When you look for a husband, he's got to have the Torah V'Avodah as well, as well as she does. Just to want to support Torah and learn Torah and support her. But Midos Tovas is the
pinnacle of it. Should end off with a beautiful story. I just heard this last night from Zuckerman. I wanted to say it this morning, but I said I got to save it for the longer lessons from the life. Says he tells the story. He knows the guy. So he knows the person it happened to. So a number of years ago, they go. Nabuchi has a son. Let's call him David. David has a son. And David's son, unfortunately, is very sick. And he needs a very serious operation. It was something related to the heart. And someone tells him that he has... There's a doctor in Zurich who could help him. So, anybody would do anything for their child. He runs to Zurich, tries to start a campaign to raise money. And it turns out that the operation cost 150,000. I'm not sure, a dollar, a shekel, I forget already. And he doesn't have the money, but he figures he'll get in the door because he's already raised some of it. I don't remember how much it was. 10,000, 15,000. He said, we'll do a payment plan. So he comes, he doesn't know anything about Zurich. He gets there. He's a very religious-looking Jew. And he's told that in the town, when he dives in the shul, he's a little bit friendly. Another guy comes up to Mayor. Mayor says to him, Shalom Aleichem, what are you doing here? He says, I got my son here, Nebuch, he's sick. We're going to... He says, where are you staying? He says, I'll be honest with you. This literally, I got on the plane tonight. I just raised $10,000. I don't know where I'm going. He says, you're going to stay by me. Stay by my house. He happened to be a mayor, happened to be a wealthy individual. He says, you'll stay by me. You'll have a meal by me. Meal? No, no. Anyway, they start to eat together. And mayor gets to meet David. And he explains to him that he has only $10,000, $150,000. You're not getting anywhere. I know who this doctor is. He's not going to see you. You crazy? He goes, I'm going to go with you in the morning. He goes with him to the doctor and he tells him who he is. He's one of the gvirim. He's one of the rich people in Zurich. And he says, well, he says he's going to, he says, I'll write the check out right now. I want the surgery to be done as soon as possible so that he has a chance for life. It saves his life. Gives him huge hakar satov to Reb David. Reb David goes back to Israel and Baruch Hashem, Bari Vishalem, his son, is healed. Wouldn't you know it? Unfortunately, this great Gvir, his daughter, who was a wonderful person, has a machla as well. It's cured. Maybe it's cancer. He said it's the machla. I believe in the Haredim say the machla. I think they're talking about cancer, although today it could be corona, but it was a few years ago. And he says nobody will want to marry. Even though he's very wealthy, nobody wants to marry this girl because once you have a machla, it's hard. But he explains what happened. You have to explain, tell the whole story. Snug, maybe he'll come back. We don't want to. He doesn't know what to do. As we see in our parsha, what does a person do when there's nothing else to rely upon? Avichem shebashamayim. Vayitar. You daven the holy davening as Yitzchak does. And he goes to the Kotel, he takes a trip to Eretz Yisrael, and he's crying in front of the Rabbanu Shalom. And this guy sees this guy never saw anything this tefillah, oy vey. So he figures what he's done, he'll try to give him a good, kind word. And as he turns around, he says, oh my God, it's you, Mayor. David? They hug, oh my God, they can't believe it. And he tells him the story. His daughter can't find a shidduch because she had this, the machla. And I was like, you're not going to believe this. Remember my son? He also can't find a shidduch. Because he had one time heart, a number of years ago, was it? He can't find a shidduch either. Nobody wants to marry him. Maybe he'll have another heart attack. Unbelievable. And guess what? May Hashem Yotzo Davar. They make a shidduch and they get married. The daughter of David, the son of Meir. That $150,000 that he gave, Bitztaka, was actually for his son-in-law. Who knew? Shidduchim mi Hashem Yotzo Davar. It's coming directly from the Rabbono Shalom. But the core is, I have to do my hashtadlus. I got to look for someone that has midos toivas. That's the number one thing. And there we'll even travel to Padan Aram to find that. We should be zoiche, as in this week's parashi, we start the process of finding Rachel, and Rachel should be mevakos al banel to rebuild by Yishlishi b'meheru v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.